My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, that song just creeps me out. Let's keep it moving. Welcome aboard. Couple notes for you. Jim and I knocked out another conference preview today, Cash the Ticket Season 3, so we've got a lot for you. And as a part of that, we have brought something to the main show. And Rico has been right about a lot with college football, the direction of it, where it's going, and I've largely kicked and screamed about it. But today I'm just saying, look, I don't need to flip through the rest of the brochure. Just get to the part where we call the number. Let's get to the end of the story. If you believe college football will be NFL football, it's going to be the same model. It's going to be homogenized. You will have the TV networks draw the conferences, draw the teams, and they're going to create this product. It'll break away from the NCAA. How many teams make the cut? We had that discussion in hour one. Some people said 40. Some people said 80. We landed on 64. I actually think it'll be fewer than that. But I think 64 is a great number if you actually, which they don't, but if you actually care about some level of keeping college football college. But we have 64. Four divisions / conferences. You can break them up how you want, but we're going to maintain some geography here. And then Rico is the arbiter of justice when it comes to teams. So here's who we have so far. You guys can challenge the selections. You can add a selection. You can try to get a team thrown out if you think they don't qualify. Here's what we have so far up to the minute on the Rico Vision Quest. 248-539-9797. In the East, it's Penn State, Miami, North Carolina, Clemson, NC State, Rutgers, South Carolina, VTech, and Cuse. That's what we have so far. West, USC, Oregon, Oklahoma, Texas, Texas Tech, UW, Zona, ASU, Utah, and I wanted to add one, Boise. South, they're top 64.
I know.
Mike. They just signed the number one recruit in America, Malachi Nelson.
See that map?
Yeah, buddy.
Tell me how Texas is in the West.
That's Southwest. It's right there.
No. It's not. That's Southwest. You are Mr. It needs to be geographical.
Southwest right there.
It is not.
What's the state right next to it?
New Mexico.
And what's right next to that?
Yeah, if we're going to play that game,
I was just saying, if Southwest. Rico's all the way correct on. I've been trying to say this from the beginning.
You think he's correct, and I think he's wrong, and here's what he's not understanding. He's killing his own argument as a network scumbag.
No, Mike.
The networks need balance. Otherwise, have the South have its own league.
I am trying to, because you are, I don't like the fact that these teams aren't playing in the region that they're supposed to play, and wah, 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 and wah, wah, wah. So I'm saying, let's keep Texas is in the South. Yeah. If you are that hell-bent on keeping it geographically correct, they're not a West team.
They are more West than South. They are viewed more West than South. Hey, let me ask you a question. Where are most Westerns based? Texas. I rest my case.
Italy.
10-gallon hats. Are those viewed as Southern or Western?
Italy. That's where most Westerns would take place.
That makes no sense. David, what is your thought on this? Because to me, I'm trying to go for competitive balance. You cannot put all the Texas teams in the South. It'll undermine the entire project.
Here's the thing. Let me take the role of the TV exec. The South already has so much TV already that you need Texas to balance out the TV for the West, where you can give them USC and Texas. Okay. You can give them Oregon and Texas, Oklahoma and Texas.
David, I set this argument up because I don't want to hear this man then complain, I don't like it because this team is located here, but they play in this conference. So we're going to just act like Texas is in the West, even though they're not. I understand for competitive balance. I just don't want to hear his mouth.
Question, factually, where did Texas and Oklahoma almost join years ago? The Pac-12. I mean, I'm just saying there's precedent here.
Yeah, Nebraska joined the Big Ten along with Rutgers.
Well, they're back because they're in the North.
Here's my issue is I only know for sure now that I have four teams. I have Georgia, Florida, Florida State, Alabama.
No, here's what you have so far because I added two in the commercial break that are no-brainers and there's no discussion. Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, Florida State, Bama, A&M. I compromised. A&M, Mississippi, and LSU.
So Texas A&M will stay in the South.
So Tennessee is staying, A&M staying, and LSU is in.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Kenny, no one's trying to break up your bad dental care conference, but you can't have everything. Look, here's the message I would send. And if people want to challenge this, let's do it. If you otherwise just create the SEC, make it 20 teams, make it its own sport.
Well, see, that's why initially I had Texas and Oklahoma in there because I moved Florida and Florida State to the East to make that competitive. Because right now, East is not that strong.
Do I have Ole Miss?
Yes.
All right.
Who the hell else would want them?
I'm just asking. I don't know. You're trying to take Texas from me.
No, not taking anything.
Whoa. You just got Texas in the SEC, and you're acting like you've always had them. You just got them.
I just think it's absurd to say that Texas is not a Southern school.
It's also absurd that you don't have indoor plumbing, but it is what it is.
Okay, you know what? We're not going to make this personal.
I mean, this is coming from the guy who reps the marry your cousin portion of America.
Mike, you're a problem. Go ahead,
David. A real, real problem.
Speaking of, what are we doing with Kentucky?
Kentucky, I have Kentucky in the North.
I would have them in the North as well.
Kenny is upset.
Any thought process that Kentucky is the last vestiges in the northernmost Publix?
Yes.
Pub subs.
Yes.
Publix just opened in Lexington. That is South.
If they have a Publix, they're in the South.
If you have a Buc-ee's, you're in the South, right? No, you have a Pilot truck stop, you're in the South. You want Kentucky in the North? We can do Kentucky.
It's so good.
Listen, man, pub subs are an American classic, but they're quintessentially Southern.
Have you ever had a pub sub? Yeah, it's an overpriced supermarket, but yes. Yes, I have been to Publix.
Hold on. Even if you think the rest of their food is overpriced, the pub sub is an American delight.
No, it's good.
It's unbelievable.
No, I'm saying it's good, but I
my friend in Florida trolls me. He tells me when the pub subs are on sale, knowing I can't get them.
The criteria you are coming up with, I can't fight this one. The Texas thing, I'm exhausted from fighting Texas. Publix.
Do you want to know if I'm losing Kentucky or not? That's
do you, Kenny, do you really care that much about Kentucky?
I kind of like Kentucky. It's not a hill I'm going to die on.
But have you had a pub sub?
I have not.
Oh, you're not living.
I had Kentucky in the north.
All right, hold on. Flash poll. Next five ticket texts. Kentucky in the north or not? Is Publix a barometer of southern geography? Listen, I wish we had a Publix up here. Tremendous.
You can have them in the north if I can keep Mississippi State.
Who wants Mississippi
State? Yeah, I was going to say, that's not exactly a hot job market.
Neither is Kentucky.
The only thing that's less appealing is your dating prospects. Mississippi State. And here. Ready, Kenny? Sold. You win. What? Take them.
So does this mean? Realizing the bottom of my list here, it's slim pickings once you get to the, once you've gotten the Texases and the Georgias and the Floridas and the Florida States out of the way.
But this is where the competitive balance will play.
Well, I'm laughing. So do we do, if you have a Ralphs in your state, are you a Western team?
These are the issues America wants to talk about.
If there is a Meijer, are you in the north?
If there's an In-N-Out, you're in the west.
Yes! This is... We don't need the networks. We have such great barometers.
Okay. In and out.
You're in the west. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Tim, 97.1. Tim, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, how are you today?
Excellent.
I'm good, this is too. A great topic, but I'm going to say, okay, Notre Dame to the north, but... If they don't want to come, leave them out.
They don't get a choice.
Notre Dame. If they were Notre Dame, thinking they're better than everyone else.
If they were forced, with the new college football, when this is not if, when college football breaks away from the NCAA, and the networks, Rico's people, rezone the map, they're only going to select who they want to put on TV. That's what they're doing right now. Notre Dame would have to join because this new TV deal. They could get over $200, $250 million a year.
And I get that. My next thing is Cincinnati, we're putting them in a little too early, I think.
I don't want them at all, even though I like historic Nippert Stadium.
I can agree with that. It's a good culture there. But I think it's too early to put them in. I do agree with you, Texas to the west.
Thank you.
And now... The Kentucky controversy. Now what do we do with Louisville? See, if you're going to let Cincinnati in, you have to let Louisville in.
Yeah, I think we're making a big distinction here. Now, I will say factually, Louisville does not have a Publix, so that could make them a northern city. Mm. Lexington has a Publix. I don't know, but to fight the battle, guess what else? Guess what Kentucky Stadium is named? Kroger Field, north. They're in the north.
The headquarters of Kroger factually is in Cincinnati, so there's that.
North. Put them in. Louisville's now, in the north.
I do have another controversial state, Mike.
You're a real problem.
No.
Let me hear it.
Honestly, we could spend an entire weekend doing this. I'm imagining a whiteboard. And
listen. Your options were this or what color is your neighbor's roof? We went with this.
Well, you know, my neighbor got a new roof.
Just go.
What do we do with Kansas and Kansas State?
I'm glad you asked.
Great question.
Those are...
Thank you.
Midwest, but I consider it northern plains. You get snow, north.
Yes.
Had an aunt who lived in Kansas. It's cold.
Is there an In-N-Out in Kansas?
No. Factually, no.
Okay.
Any barbecue influence to the south?
Well, yeah.
I think Kansas City barbecue is overrated. Can I say that? Oh, my God. I don't need the diabetes sauce all over it. My man. All right. Good. I appreciate that.
All right.
If your barbecue requires being slathered in essentially Wilford Brimley's blood, I don't want it.
It is, to me, the second most overrated barbecue.
What's first?
We just argued over whether this state is in the west or in the south.
Texas?
Yeah.
I guess I lean more towards it because I like plain salt, pepper.
I was about to say, yeah, that's nice. It's just meat.
Yeah. That's my deal. That's it.
Wow. Any fun? No. We just shot this cow and there you go.
That's it. Eat it. 248-539-9797. Are the ticket texters in alignment on the Kentucky controversy? They are going to the north?
They're in something.
We'll do it next. 97.1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, if you are just joining, you're going to be like, what the hell is going on? Very simple. We've made a decision as a show. A, we're not going to do nonsense. And B, I don't care who the Lions' fourth wide receiver is. It's immaterial to whether they're good or not. College football is so close. And I hate its current state because I feel like it's not going to stay this way anyways. The playoff won't be 12. The conferences won't be this. They're gonna go NFL light, like Rico's been saying. So why don't we do that? So we are far more qualified than the real college football people. We're putting together the conferences. There's four of them. There's 64 total teams. We have 42 teams in right now. And I'm telling you, there may not be 22 more teams I want. It has been split into East, West, South, and North. Rico provides the TV calibration to make sure these teams are bringing something to the table. Yeah. Kenny's just protective of all things Deep South.
Well, you know
what happened?
I was talking to my TV people in the break. If you look at a map of the United States,
okay,
I can make the argument that Kenny, Texas, and Oklahoma do belong in the South, all the Texas teams. But I could also make the argument Florida touches the Atlantic coast. You know what other state touches the Atlantic coast, David?
Georgia.
Yep. Already did that. Do you know where Athens is in Georgia? It's north of Atlanta.
Don't
even. That, your argument's irrelevant.
Don't care.
I think to
and it would add competitive balance to the East.
Well, here's the East
SEC
right now.
Secedes.
Hold
then.
On, everybody, no calm down. Here's the East right now as currently constituted: Penn State, Miami, Clemson, North Carolina State, North Carolina, Syracuse, Rutgers, South Carolina, VTech, West Virginia. That's the East right now.
Oh, I forgot West Virginia.
Now, I could fix this problem.
Wait. You put Rutgers in there?
TV.
I'm so proud of you.
I'm trying to broker peace.
I am so proud of you right now.
Oh, hold on. I like turtles. You got to throw those idiots in for the D.C. market.
No. The fact that, man.
I know.
I'm sorry. David, we may have to go to a break. I'm all broken up right now.
Mike gets it.
Let me give you the update vote on Kentucky.
Yes.
Ticket texters. Kentucky is a southern state. Kentucky in the north. Kentucky in the north. If you have a Waffle House, you're in the south.
Oh.
But then we have another one. Kentucky has a Publix, Buc-ee's, and a Meijer. So what do you do there?
And Kroger. Kenny
says they have more northern things, so that makes them north.
And they have. I'd like to claim them for our conference here because they also have one of the elite racetracks in America. Keeneland. I want Keeneland in our conference.
But then you get this. Kentucky was a Confederate state.
Look.
I think North is winning the vote, though.
So I got 12 teams in the East. Kentucky, I do think, is in the North. But yeah,
you want the North right now as currently constituted?
Yeah.
All right, here it is. Notre Dame, Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan State, Cincy, Mizzou, Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin, Kentucky, Louisville. That's North right now.
I'd like to add a team to the South. Now okay. I think I'm pretty close to being done with the South, considering it's slim pickings after that.
What do you got?
Auburn. I know they're no good right now.
They're in, brother.
They need to be there.
Yeah, no, okay. They're in. Here, I've got Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, Florida State, Bama, Auburn, A&M, Mississippi, Mississippi State, LSU.
I got 15. With your list and what I have, I got 15 teams in the North. There's only one slot left.
Give me the run down your North list. I want to update this.
Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, Indiana,
Purdue. I forgot about IU. Do we have to allow Minnesota?
Wisconsin?
Yes.
Northwestern?
No.
Why?
Oh, TV. Damn it.
Illinois?
No.
Iowa? Cincy? Kentucky? Notre Dame? Louisville? Mizzou?
I got to tell you,
we don't need Indiana or Purdue.
I don't think Indiana or Purdue make it.
Or Minnesota.
I don't think they make it.
Okay, you don't like their coach because he looks like a barber.
No, I don't think they bring anything to the table.
Agreed.
Hold on. If you pull up a list from an attendance standpoint, a revenue standpoint, or a major metropolis standpoint, what value are they bringing to the table in the new world?
Okay.
I'm asking. This is where the people can come in.
Yeah, because let me ask you, Mr. TV exec, does the Minneapolis market matter?
It does.
They lost the Lakers. Well, they don't deserve our respect.
Well, then you need Minnesota. So then I would include Minnesota in.
Does Indianapolis matter?
Ooh. Oh, gee.
Okay. Ticket texters, straight up, should the state of Indiana participate in the new world of college football? That's the next flash poll. Let's go to Josh, 97.1. Josh, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. All right, so you guys are figuring out what to do with these Indiana schools. So you got 64 schools, so you're going to have to keep most of the schools that are already in power conferences. I know you want to nerf, you know, Indiana and Purdue. I wanted to nerf Vanderbilt. Okay.
There's they're done. Vandy is out.
See, they're in on my list because of the geographical constraints that you placed on everything. You got a Texas is a monster. I mean, I have A&M in the South, and everybody else is in the West over there. But Kentucky's also in the East in mine. But I kept pretty much most of the schools. So, I mean, except for Washington State and Oregon State, I mean, they were already gone. And I even got BYU in here. So,
see, BYU is an interesting one. Their move to the Big 12 is not going well, and they may only win three games this year. Is BYU in the new world of college football?
I think they are. I mean, they're with Utah in there. I mean, they're better than, obviously, Purdue, but you got the geographic deal. I mean, the Big Ten turned into a monster with you got the nastiness from the Midwest. I mean, I got Kansas State, Iowa State, Mizzou. I mean, that's not.
John, see, I look at BYU as, are they the Cincinnati? Are they a flash in the pan? Is this sustainable?
It's tough.
It is, you know, as long as you're recruiting 30-year-olds. Who have wives and kids.
Old man strength.
That's what BYU does. Oh, Bobby was on a mission in Haiti last year, and he comes back, and he's 6'8", 260. It's different with BYU. You're playing grown-ass dudes, Josh. These guys have families and pensions. BYU's tough.
Yeah. I get it. It's just, like I said, 64 teams. It's sort of a high number. You're almost there.
It is. You know what? He's right, though. Josh, I wonder if 48's the better number.
48 means this is going to be a lot of debating because, Mike, we're at 15 already, which means we got to eliminate three from the list that I have.
Cincinnati could go right now.
You know what? I would sacrifice that. I would.
But I'd also sacrifice Northwestern or Minnesota.
But see, now
Notre Dame is Chicago TV.
I would sacrifice Kentucky.
How dare you?
But see, now it's like, okay, so we haven't given a spot to the Kansas teams.
Hold on. So, all right. Well, hold on. Does Kansas football partake in the new college football?
Kansas?
We discussed them in the North, but
right, Kansas and necessary. Kansas State.
I'd take KSU before Kansas.
Yeah.
But we're kind of, if we win 48, we've run out of spots. Now we got to eliminate in order to put them in there.
Cincinnati's out.
Okay. So TV market executive.
There's nothing in Kansas.
I was about to say, are we getting to Kansas City? Are we
they
getting
got the Chiefs. They're
okay.
Fine.
All right. Thank
Do
you.
We really need Northwestern and Minnesota in the North?
Yes. You need Northwestern.
Northwestern because of Chicago. Yes.
You have Notre Dame. That is Chicago.
Oh, in the North. You're right.
They're building a state-of-the-art stadium.
You're right. So
I don't care.
So if we're eliminating here to get the 40, then we don't need Northwestern. We already have that market.
We need the GPA.
No. See, that's the other thing. No more of this nonsense about academics.
That's why we're kicking Vanderbilt right out of here.
Gone. Anchors down. See ya.
Okay.
Between the following, Northwestern, Minnesota, Kansas State. You got to pick two.
So are we dropping this down to 48 or are we still keeping it at 64?
I'm just here so I don't get fined. I'm letting you guys chart your adventure.
So Kansas State.
Northwestern, Minnesota. And are we annexing the state of Indiana? Does anyone care about Big Bert?
I like Purdue.
What about Illinois? We don't need these ancillary programs.
We don't.
Illinois can't sell out a home game.
We don't.
No one goes to Champaign-Urbana.
Yeah, I understand they may not like Notre Dame and Indianapolis, but they can watch them.
That's right.
Just fine.
What does IU bring to the table? Nothing.
Okay.
Listen.
No. Then you know who's now entered the chat? Is Iowa State.
That's tough. I can't have both Iowa and Iowa State in here, can I?
Yeah, you can. Why not?
One team's gross to look at. The other team's never won more than 9 games in a given year in the school's history.
You don't have to, because if we're not going to have Kansas and Kansas State, then you don't have to have Iowa and Iowa State.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They've entered the chat.
You guys need to get yourselves together. You're starting to run into where this gets fun. 248-539-9797. All right, David, I want to check in on the ticket text. We'll get to the phone calls. We are creating what's next for college football, which is going to be the NFL light. The networks are going to blow these conferences apart, and you're going to have a made-for-TV product. It's going to happen, and soon. So we said to hell with it. Let's take a random Wednesday in late summer and have some fun. So we're placing the teams. David, what does ticket text have to say?
K-State definitely deserves to be in. Apparently, my time zone and hillbilly references were too simplistic. So I'm going, yes, on K-State.
K-State where, though? North?
Yeah, he did not say where.
Got to be north. They're not south.
I would say north.
All right. So then what? All right. Look, I'll put him in. I'll put him in over Northwestern.
Yep.
And over Illinois.
Yep.
Over the entire hell-ridden state of Indiana.
Yep.
And I would put him in over Minnesota. Who needs Minnesota? They haven't been good since the 30s.
I need the TV market.
You need Minneapolis?
I do.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. I'm trying to make money here, Mike.
What about Kansas?
I don't need Kansas. If I got Kansas State, that covers that region. I'm good.
You're still short on teams. You got 4 more spots to get to 16. I think if Kansas is in, K-State's in, Kansas has got to be in.
Well, there's the ticket text says, got to have Iowa State. Currently the second biggest stadium in the new Big 12.
The problem is they've never won more than 9 games. Have you ever looked at Matt Campbell's hat? I can't. You want Iowa State? I'll put them in. But, no. I mean, I'm against it.
All right, how about this one?
We're talking about Publix, and you're talking about hats?
These are relevant factors.
Well, how about this one? Because they did not hear them in the East, and I don't remember hearing them in the East. What about Pitt in the North?
Okay, Pitt would be the East. I just think that's a dead football program. You want Pitt in the East? I'll put them there.
I do have Pitt in the East.
Here's your East right now. Penn State, North Carolina, Miami, Cuse, Clemson, NC State, Rutgers, South Carolina, VTech, West Virginia, Maryland, Pitt. It's not good.
And Rutgers, yeah.
I mean, honestly, the best thing you could do, it would break geography. You'd have to put Notre Dame in the East. Or you could move Ohio State to the East.
Well, see, that's what I was saying. Move one of those, the Florida schools to the East, and now you have something. You put Florida and Florida State in the East.
I have Miami there.
I'm saying all the Florida schools in the
Kenny
East.
Will, how about
no,
this?
No, no, no.
Stop, stop. Here's what we'll do. I have an idea. I have a great idea. Kenny gets to keep Florida because the networks want the world's biggest cocktail party. I'm taking Florida State and they're going in the East.
Oh.
Florida State factually used to be an independent who played a lot of these schools anyways, before the ACC was a thing.
Well, okay, well, if you're going to use that factor, then that means Notre Dame should also be in the East because they play all those teams.
Lies. Listen, listen, hold on. I don't care.
I know.
That they did this little ho-ho deal with
they deserve
the ACC.
To be in the North, yes.
They're in the North. FSU goes to the East. They play in the ACC as it is. FSU's the sacrificial lamb. Poverty program. They're happy as long as they get out of the ACC.
I still have one in the South that we didn't name yet that I
Who's that?
Surprised. We need Wu-Pig Suey in there.
I already have him in there.
All right. Oh, you do? Yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah, but here's your problem. The South has the fewest teams of any of our conferences right now.
Well, here's the
I have 11 right now. Well, I just need 12, right?
No, we need 16. 16.
Oh, 16.
Nice math. All right, so.
Southern people math.
I just need 13.
What? Georgia Tech?
No.
I put Georgia? No.
They're nerds. Don't need them.
Atlanta?
Georgia? Oh, it's not, no, Atlanta's the Georgia.
Okay. Mike, it was a question.
Who else?
Okay, calm down.
Who else?
Well, you got a bunch of teams in the Midwest, Southwest who have no home.
What, like who?
We talked. Well, it looks like we're going to put Kansas and Kansas State in the North.
They're in the North.
Iowa State.
They'd be
you
in
don't
the north.
Want them because of the hat.
They'd be in the North.
Nebraska.
North.
Colorado.
Nebraska's in the West.
Nebraska's not Hold in on. The West.
TCU.
That's West.
Baylor.
Nowhere.
Texas Tech.
West.
SMU.
West. Oil money.
No, but here's the thing. Here's my West. I got USC, UCLA. I told you, I had Cal and Stanford. We can talk about that. Washington, Oregon, Oregon State, Arizona, Arizona State, Utah, Texas, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, BYU, Boise State.
Yes. Now, I disagree with Cal and Stanford. They suck, and in another 5 years, San Francisco won't be a city. It's just going to be rubble.
Well, you Who still cares? Have Oakland. Oakland, San Francisco.
You can keep that too. The whole place is a dump. I don't need them. Out.
Period.
Cal and Stanford should not be in. They can't even sell out home games. Who's tuning in to watch them? Nobody. These people in San Francisco are all tech nerds. No one's watching.
They're watching on their phones and tablets and food.
Buddy.
No, they're
watching
not.
On the CW at 11 o'clock at night.
They don't care about
I don't
football.
Think Cal and okay. Stanford make the new world of college football. Do you?
Okay. So
yes,
that
put
means,
them in the East.
So does this mean we put Nebraska and Colorado in their spots?
Where's that?
In the West?
I have them in the North. Here's your North. You tell me what you want to do. Notre Dame. Michigan, Ohio State, MSU, Mizzou, Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin, Kentucky, Louisville, K-State, KU, Minnesota, ISU.
So no to Indiana, no to Purdue, no to Minnesota, no to Northwestern.
Who needs those?
I'm asking the question,
they
Mike.
They are the boogers of the Big Ten.
I am asking the question.
This is why we need to go down to 48, is because eventually you're going to get into these conversations where it doesn't seem like any of these teams belong.
Kenny wants to go to 48.
I propose 48. That means my 12-team conference works.
Is 48 the magical number for the new college
You're
football?
Still sitting at 11 teams.
I said I have 12 teams. If I had one more, is okay. What I said.
Okay.
Again,
Southern Mass.
No, I was right.
Oh, my God. David, go ahead with the thing.
Maybe it's
week.
Southern English, because I didn't hear you say if I add. I didn't say if I add, and he didn't hear it.
I recollect my algebra's right. Okay, sure thing.
I cannot believe this texter's asking this question.
What?
What about Tulane in East Carolina? Come on, man.
I love the Pirates, but they can't be in. They wouldn't make it. Tulane used to be in the SEC. They went the way of the University of Chicago. They got voted out. I can't put them in.
Someone else.
What?
South Dakota State. Do we put them in the West?
No, we do nothing of the sort.
Thank you.
I'm not putting Washington State in the West. I'm not putting Oregon State in the West.
Wyoming?
I'm sorry. I love our Pokes, but I don't think they make the cut.
And just for you guys, Mike and Rico are forgetting CMU in the North, LOL.
CMU can burn to the ground.
I told you, I'd turn into a parking lot for a casino.
That's right.
It might as well be, right?
Colorado State?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I love their quarterback, Nicolosi, but I can't, buddy.
The Lobos?
No.
Okay.
No. Buddy, these are all, this is.
And you're saying no to Georgia Tech as well.
Yes. Georgia Tech is like Northwestern and Vanderbilt. They have no place. It's just this nerd insulation.
What is it against the smart schools? You just basically
that they're not good at things.
All.
They're not good at football.
Okay. So that also means no Duke?
No. I have no need for him. Do you?
So if you got a GPA, you're out.
Pretty much. It's time we admit who we are. No, David, that's the difference. The players don't actually need to have grades to get in, like some of these other schools.
Duke's been pretty good, though.
Right, and Elko left and took everything with him.
Oh, you're right. They're done. Daniel Jones.
David, Duke's in.
Dave Brown.
Duke is in.
Duke is not in. There's no room for him at the end.
Okay, you know what? How about this is the criteria? We've done Publix. We've done Buc-ee's. We've done In-N-Out. If that school has a starting quarterback in the NFL, they're in. Does Duke have a starting quarterback?
Yeah, they got Daniel Jones.
There we go. They're in.
Now this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, because then it's like, oh, well, the North Dakota State would be.
Yeah, I was about
like,
to say.
Come on, really?
No, I just want to.
I know. You're a real problem. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of your phone calls. What are we doing?
Let's go over some over-unders for college football.
That's what I've been doing all effing week. Let's do some more.
Some things that have changed, though, because of injuries. This is the first one that has changed. It used to be over 10 wins for Notre Dame, but now everyone's moving to the under.
They lost their starting left tackle. They really don't have a replacement. That's a really difficult thing, and when you open up at Kyle Field against A&M, it kind of looks a certain way to you. What's the under? Under 9.5 now?
It is under 9.5 now, yes.
Probably lean to the under. What's the juice?
It is -115, actually.
Yeah, if it's -115, you can do it.
Yeah. Losing your left tackle, that's good for probably two games, maybe three. So, yeah, I would go the under.
Iowa, over 8.5.
They don't play anybody. They're scheduled darlings. We did a deep dive on this team. Now, the problem is Cade McNamara, he was blindfolded during the spring game. It's unbelievable if you see the video. Have you seen this? Mm-hmm. He went like 6 of 21 for like 19 yards. Unspeakable.
Yes. But here's what I'll say, Mike. Here's what you take away from spring games. When the quarterback is really bad, you have to look. And that Iowa defense is elite. They lost Cooper DeJean, and that's it. They bring back everybody else. I think that even if he goes out there, practicing against that defense is going to make him better. So I would definitely take the over, David, because Iowa's going to be a lot like last year. They're going to win a lot of games in the teens. So, yeah, take the over.
This one's interesting. At -134, South Carolina over 5.5.
Why is this on here? South Carolina every year is the same thing to me. You're just going to sweat. They're hard to watch. I want no part of this. I already told Cookie this when we're doing the SEC later in the week. South Carolina is one of the teams I want no part of.
I was going to lean on you because you love your South Carolina Gamecocks. Home of Spencer Rattler.
Out.
Boston College, over 4.5, minus 152.
Yeah, that's the problem. You can't bet the over because it's so heavily juiced. I do believe Michigan State and BC both are 4.5, and the swing game is when they play each other.
Yes.
That's the truth. Depending on who you think's winning that game is, I think, what helps you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, David, I want to check in on the ticket text. We'll get to the phone calls. We are creating what's next for college football, which is going to be the NFL light. The networks are going to blow these conferences apart, and you're going to have a made-for-TV product. It's going to happen, and soon. So we said to hell with it. Let's take a random Wednesday in late summer and have some fun. So we're placing the teams. David, what does Ticket Text have to say?
K-State definitely deserves to be in. Apparently, my time zone and hillbilly references were too simplistic, so I'm going yes on K-State.
K-State, where, though? North?
Yeah, he did not say where.
Got to be north. They're not south.
I would say north.
All right. So then what? All right. Look, I'll put him in. I'll put him in over Northwestern.
Yep.
And over Illinois.
Yep.
Over the entire hell-ridden state of Indiana.
Yep.
And I would put him in over Minnesota. Who needs Minnesota? They haven't been good since the 30s.
I need the TV market.
You need Minneapolis?
I do. I do.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
Trying to make money here, Mike.
What about Kansas?
I don't need Kansas. If I got Kansas State, that covers that region. I'm good.
You're still short on teams. Got four more spots to get to 16. I think if Kansas is in, K-State's in, Kansas has got to be in.
Well, there's the ticket text says, got to have Iowa State. Currently the second biggest stadium in the new Big 12.
The problem is they've never won more than 9 games. Have you ever looked at Matt Campbell's hat? I can't. You want Iowa State? I'll put them in. But, no. I mean, I'm against it.
All right, how about this one?
We're talking about Publix, and you're talking about hats?
These are relevant factors.
Well, how about this one? Because they did not hear them in the East, and I don't remember hearing them in the East. What about Pitt in the North?
Okay, Pitt would be the East. I just think that's a dead football program. You want Pitt in the East? I'll put them there.
I do have Pitt in the East.
Here's your East right now. Penn State, North Carolina, Miami, Cuse, Clemson, NC State, Rutgers, South Carolina, VTech, West Virginia, Maryland, Pitt. It's not good.
And Rutgers, yeah.
I mean, honestly, the best thing you could do, it would break geography. You'd have to put Notre Dame in the East. Or you could move Ohio State to the East.
Well, see, that's what I was saying. Move one of those, the Florida schools to the East, and now you have something. You put Florida and Florida State in the East.
I have Miami there.
I'm saying all the Florida schools in the
Kenny
East.
Kenny will, how about
no,
this?
No, no, no.
Stop, stop. Here's what we'll do. I have an idea. I have a great idea. Kenny gets to keep Florida because the networks want the world's biggest cocktail party. I'm taking Florida State and they're going in the East.
Oh.
Florida State factually used to be an independent who played a lot of these schools anyways, before the ACC was a thing.
Well, okay, well, if you're going to use that factor, then that means Notre Dame should also be in the East because they play all those teams.
Lies. Listen, listen, hold on. I don't care.
I know.
That they did this little ho-ho deal
they
with
deserve
the ACC.
To be in the North, yes.
They're in the North. FSU goes to the East. They play in the ACC as it is. FSU's the sacrificial lamb. Poverty program. They're happy as long as they get out of the ACC.
I still have one in the South that we didn't name yet that I
Who's that?
Surprised. We need Woo-Pig Suey in there.
I already have him in there.
All right. Oh, you do? Yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah, but here's your problem. The South has the fewest teams of any of our conferences right now.
Well, here's the
I have 11 right now. Well, I just need 12, right?
No, we need 16. 16.
Oh, 16.
Nice math. All right, so.
Southern people math.
I just need 13.
What? Georgia Tech?
No.
I put Georgia? No.
They're nerds. Don't need them.
Atlanta?
Georgia? Oh, it's not, no. Atlanta's the Georgia.
Okay. Mike, it was a question.
Who else?
Okay. Calm down.
Who else?
Well, you got a bunch of teams in the Midwest, Southwest who have no home.
What? Like who?
We talked. Well, it looks like we're going to put Kansas and Kansas State in the North.
They're in the North.
Iowa State.
They'd be
you
in
don't
the north.
Want them because of the hat.
They'd be in the North.
Nebraska.
North.
Colorado.
Nebraska's in the West.
Nebraska's not Hold in on. The West.
TCU.
That's West.
Baylor.
Nowhere.
Texas Tech.
West.
SMU.
West. Oil money.
No, but here's the thing. Here's my West. I got USC, UCLA. I told you, I had Cal and Stanford. We can talk about that. Washington, Oregon, Oregon State, Arizona, Arizona State, Utah, Texas, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, BYU, Boise State.
Yes. Now, I disagree with Cal and Stanford. They suck, and in another 5 years, San Francisco won't be a city. It's just going to be rubble.
Well, you Who still cares? Have Oakland. Oakland, San Francisco.
You can keep that too. The whole place is a dump. I don't need them. Out.
They're in.
Cal and Stanford should not be in. They can't even sell out home games. Who's tuning in to watch them? Nobody. These people in San Francisco are all tech nerds. No one's watching.
They're watching on their phones and tablets and food.
Buddy. No, they're watching not. On the CW at 11 o'clock at night.
They don't care about
I don't
football.
Think Cal and okay. Stanford make the new world of college football. Do you?
Okay. So
yes,
that
put
means,
them in the East.
So does this mean we put Nebraska and Colorado in their spots?
Where's that?
In the West?
I have them in the North. Here's your North. You tell me what you want to do. Notre Dame. Michigan, Ohio State, MSU, Mizzou, Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin, Kentucky, Louisville, K-State, KU, Minnesota, ISU.
So no to Indiana, no to Purdue, no to Minnesota, no to Northwestern.
Who needs those?
I'm asking the question,
they
Mike.
They are the boogers of the Big Ten.
I am asking the question.
This is why we need to go down to 48, is because eventually you're going to get into these conversations where it doesn't seem like any of these teams belong.
Kenny wants to go to 48.
I propose 48. That means my 12-team conference works.
Is 48 the magical number for the new college
You're
football?
Still sitting at 11 teams.
I said I have 12 teams. If I had one more, is okay. What I said.
Okay.
Again,
Southern Mass.
No, I was right.
Oh, my God. David, go ahead with the thing.
Maybe it's
week.
Southern English. Because I didn't hear you say if I add. I didn't say if I add, and he didn't hear it.
I recollect. My algebra's right. Okay, sure thing.
I cannot believe this texter's asking this question.
What?
What about Tulane in East Carolina? Come on, man.
I love the Pirates, but they can't be in. They wouldn't make it. Tulane used to be in the SEC. They went the way of the University of Chicago. They got voted out. I can't put them in.
Someone else.
What?
South Dakota State. Do we put them in the West?
No, we do nothing of the sort.
Thank you.
I'm not putting Washington State in the West. I'm not putting Oregon State in the West.
Wyoming?
I'm sorry. I love our Pokes, but I don't think they make the cut.
And just for you guys, Mike and Rico are forgetting CMU in the North, LOL.
CMU can burn to the ground.
I told you, I'd turn into a parking lot for a casino.
That's right.
It might as well be, right?
Colorado State?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I love their quarterback, Nicolosi, but I can't, buddy.
The Lobos?
No.
Okay.
No. Buddy, these are all, this is.
And you're saying no to Georgia Tech as well.
Yes. Georgia Tech is like Northwestern and Vanderbilt. They have no place. It's just this nerd insulation.
What is it against the smart schools? You just basically
that they're not good at things.
All.
They're not good at football.
Okay. So that also means no Duke?
No. I have no need for him. Do you?
So if you got a GPA, you're out.
Pretty much. It's time we admit who we are. No, David, that's the difference. The players don't actually need to have grades to get in, like some of these other schools.
Duke's been pretty good, though.
Right, and Elko left and took everything with him.
Oh, you're right. They're done. Daniel Jones.
David, Duke's in.
Dave Brown.
Duke is in.
Duke is not in. There's no room for him at the end.
Okay, you know what? How about this is the criteria? We've done Publix. We've done Buc-ee's. We've done In-N-Out. If that school has a starting quarterback in the NFL, they're in. Does Duke have a starting quarterback?
Yeah, they got Daniel Jones.
There we go. They're in.
Now this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, because then it's like, oh, well, the North Dakota State would be.
Yeah, I was about
like,
to say.
Come on, really?
No, I just want to.
I know. You're a real problem. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of your phone calls. What are we doing?
Let's go over some over-unders for college football.
So what I've been doing all effing week. Let's do some more.
Some things that have changed, though, because of injuries. This is the first one that has changed. It used to be over 10 wins for Notre Dame, but now everyone's moving to the under.
They lost their starting left tackle. They really don't have a replacement. That's a really difficult thing, and when you open up at Kyle Field against A&M, it kind of looks a certain way to you. What's the under? Under 9.5 now?
It is under 9.5 now, yes.
Probably lean to the under. What's the juice?
It is -115, actually.
Yeah, if it's -115, you can do it.
Yeah. Losing your left tackle, that's good for probably two games, maybe three. So, yeah, I would go the under.
Iowa, over 8.5.
They don't play anybody. They're scheduled darlings. We did a deep dive on this team. Now, the problem is Cade McNamara, he was blindfolded during the spring game. It's unbelievable if you see the video. Have you seen this? Mm-hmm. He went like 6 of 21 for like 19 yards. Unspeakable.
Yes. But here's what I'll say, Mike. Here's what you take away from spring games. When the quarterback is really bad, you have to look. And that Iowa defense is elite. They lost Cooper DeJean, and that's it. They bring back everybody else. I think that even if he goes out there, practicing against that defense is going to make him better. So I would definitely take the over, David, because Iowa's going to be a lot like last year. They're going to win a lot of games in the teens. So, yeah, take the over.
This one's interesting. At -134, South Carolina over 5.5.
Why is this on here? South Carolina every year is the same thing to me. You're just going to sweat. They're hard to watch. I want no part of this. I already told Cookie this when we're doing the SEC later in the week. South Carolina is one of the teams I want no part of.
I was going to lean on you because you love your South Carolina Gamecocks. Home of Spencer Rattler.
Out.
Boston College, over 4.5, minus 152.
Yeah, that's the problem. You can't bet the over because it's so heavily juiced. I do believe Michigan State and BC both are 4.5, and the swing game is when they play each other.
Yes.
That's the truth. Depending on who you think's winning that game is, I think, what helps you make a bet on either side of it. But
what's the crowd situation like at Boston College?
There is none.
Okay. I mean, I didn't know if this was like a hostile territory type of thing. I don't know. That's your part of the country.
Chestnut Hill is not a football coliseum.
Okay.
Oklahoma, over 7.5, minus 110. Actually, the under's also minus 110 as well.
I don't think they're prepared for the SEC. I think Texas is in much better shape to begin playing down there.
Breaking in a new QB.
Yeah, I don't like this move for Oklahoma at all. So I'd lean under.
Arizona in the Big 12, over 7.5 wins, minus 122.
I would go over. They kept their quarterback because I thought he was going to leave. And
Fafita.
I thought he was going to head to Washington, but he decided to stay. I think they will have they were a good team that pretty much nobody watched because they came on so late. But I think that they will handle the Big 12. They will be one of those teams that vie for the top spot in the Big 12.
There's a full preview of Arizona already out for Cash Ticket, so I won't belabor it. I go under. They're prime regression targets. You lose Jed Fish and the whole staff, the new coach from San Jose State. They don't want to run pro style. That means Fafita won't get all the play action he got. It's going to be spread. They lost their tight end McLaughlin. They lost the kid, Jacob Cowing, the kid who came from UTEP. I just feel like 10-2 was fake. Now it's like reality check. Could be totally wrong because Fafita's awesome.
See, I think we meet in the middle at 8 wins.
Someone tell me what happened in Houston. Over 3.5 wins, minus 142.
Dana Holgorsen left him in a really, really bad spot, kind of like Mel Tucker with State. And now Willie Fritz has got to clean it up all while you're in the Big 12 and it's getting tougher. Mm-hmm. Lean to the under, but I'm not going to sit there begging a team to go 3-9.
Ooh.
It's bad. Donovan Smith, their quarterback, is either the best player on the field or he'd rather have a homeless person. It's one of two things for Donovan Smith. We covered the Big 12 the other day, so like we can go down the whole list here if you want.
Back to the Big 10. Iowa over 8 wins, minus 115.
Rico's right and I hate it. Probably an over.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Nobody wants to watch that brand of ball.
Now, they are bringing in an offense, but...
Are they?
The Western Michigan coach.
Tim Lester, you will put some respect on his name.
The defense is good enough, David. They're going to keep a lot of teams out of the end zone. If the offense can simply muster 13 points a game, they can win a lot of games.
Okay. Let's go over to the AAC.
I love the Happy Action Conference.
Let's go to the ACC and let's talk about Tulsa. 4.5 wins over minus 118.
Why are we talking about Tulsa? The people in Tulsa don't even know they exist. Pick a team in the American Conference worth a bleep.
Is there?
It's there. It's Tulane, probably.
Good program.
Tulane is over 7.5 wins at minus 152.
It's probably an over because, again, the roster is built in the soundest manner. Come on. What about my man Garcia out at ECU? Now, let's move to some teams people care about. Will you please? You kill me.
Some teams.
It's embarrassing.
Care about. Rutgers over 6 wins, minus 130.
You know what? It's trendy.
I thought you were just being a bleep hole. But Rutgers is actually have a favorable schedule.
Yep.
They got, Manungai, the running back.
Yep.
So long as he stays healthy, they can win games. Their schedule is very favorable.
They don't play five of the top six teams in the Big Ten. They just don't play them.
Right. Now, it all hinges on, but he's a very aggressive runner. So he goes down, their entire season does. But so long as he plays, they have the defense.
Can they get anything out of the Greek god of suck, Kalliomachus, or whatever his name is, the kid from Minnesota?
No.
He's terrible.
Rely on your running game. Rely on your defense. It's almost like Iowa, and you can win a lot of games because you're not playing a top team.
How is that your portal answer? Let's go get Kalia Rakadaka from Minnesota.
It's Rutgers. I mean,
they got a lot of NIL right now.
Right, but I mean, as a quarterback, you're like,
Exactly. Let's close it out with.
They're a long way from Mike McMahon.
From Oklahoma State, over 8.5 wins. It's actually at +122.
Yeah, listen. They basically win 9 games a year. It's like a mortal lock. But this team, I'm sorry, Alan Bowman at age 36, you lost.
Maybe he finally has found his team. This
is the year. They lost their entire front. That's on the defensive side. Yeah. I got a real problem at the line of scrimmage for this team. I'm actually going to go under on this one. Ollie Gordon's great, but there is no quarterback.
That's at -150, by the way.
Jeez, Alan, that's where he's at, Mike. Didn't he come out to – what class did he come out? He's been around for a
long time. Dude, he was at Texas Tech like 7 years ago. Yeah, he played at Michigan for 10 minutes.
He did.
I mean, look, their linebackers are awesome with Martin and Oliver. They're real. But I think their schedule, it sets up for them to get – you can't stop the run. You're going to have a real problem with who they're playing.
Yeah. Yep, that is your college football blitz.
What are we doing?
Let's go over some over-unders for college football.
That's what I've been doing all effing week. Let's do some more.
Some things that have changed, though, because of injuries. This is the first one that has changed. It used to be over 10 wins for Notre Dame, but now everyone's moving to the under.
They lost their starting left tackle. They really don't have a replacement. That's a really difficult thing, and when you open up at Kyle Field against A&M, it kind of looks a certain way to you. What's the under? Under 9.5 now?
It is under 9.5 now, yes.
Probably lean to the under. What's the juice?
It is -115, actually.
Yeah, if it's -115, you can do it.
Yeah. Losing your left tackle, that's good for probably 2 games, maybe 3. So, yeah, I would go the under.
Iowa, over 8.5.
They don't play anybody. They're scheduled darlings. We did a deep dive on this team. Now, the problem is Cade McNamara, he was blindfolded during the spring game. It's unbelievable if you see the video. Have you seen this? Mm-hmm. He went like 6 of 21 for like 19 yards. Unspeakable.
Yes. But here's what I'll say, Mike. Here's what you take away from spring games. When the quarterback is really bad, you have to look. And that Iowa defense is elite. They lost Cooper DeJean, and that's it. They bring back everybody else. I think that even if he goes out there, practicing against that defense is going to make him better. So I would definitely take the over, David, because Iowa's going to be a lot like last year. They're going to win a lot of games in the teens. So, yeah, take the over.
This one's interesting. At -134, South Carolina over 5.5.
Why is this on here? South Carolina every year is the same thing to me. You're just going to sweat. They're hard to watch. I want no part of this. I already told Cookie this when we're doing the SEC later in the week. South Carolina is one of the teams I want no part of.
See, I was going to lean on you because you love your South Carolina Gamecocks, home of Spencer Rattler.
Out.
Boston College, over 4.5, -152.
Yeah, that's the problem. You can't bet the over because it's so heavily juiced. I do believe Michigan State and BC both are 4.5, and the swing game is when they play each other.
Yes.
That's the truth. Depending on who you think's winning that game is, I think, what helps you make a bet on either side of it. But
what's the crowd situation like at Boston College?
There is none.
Okay. I mean, I didn't know if this was like a hostile territory type of thing. I don't know. That's your part of the country.
Chestnut Hill is not a football coliseum.
Okay.
Oklahoma, over 7.5, -110. Actually, the under's also -110 as well.
I don't think they're prepared for the SEC. I think Texas is in much better shape to begin playing down there.
Breaking in a new QB.
Yeah, I don't like this move for Oklahoma at all. So I'd lean under.
Arizona in the Big 12, over 7.5 wins, -122.
I would go over. They kept their quarterback because I thought he was going to leave.
Fafita.
I thought he was going to head to Washington, but he decided to stay. I think they will have they were a good team that pretty much nobody watched because they came on so late. But I think that they will handle the Big 12. They will be one of those teams that vie for the top spot in the Big 12.
There's a full preview of Arizona already out for Cash Ticket, so I won't belabor it. I go under. They're prime regression targets. You lose Jed Fish and the whole staff. The new coach from San Jose State, they don't want to run pro style. That means Fifita won't get all the play action he got. It's going to be spread. They lost their tight end McLaughlin. They lost the kid, Jacob Cowing, the kid who came from UTEP. I just feel like 10-2 was fake. Now it's like reality check. Could be totally wrong because Fifita's awesome.
See, I think we meet in the middle at 8 wins.
Someone tell me what happened in Houston. Over 3.5 wins, -142.
Dana Holgorsen left him in a really, really bad spot, kind of like Mel Tucker with State. And now Willie Fritz has got to clean it up all while you're in the Big 12 and it's getting tougher. Mm-hmm. Lean to the under, but I'm not going to sit there begging the team to go 3-9.
Ooh.
It's bad. Donovan Smith, their quarterback, is either the best player on the field or he'd rather have a homeless person. It's one of two things for Donovan Smith. We covered the Big 12 the other day, so like we can go down the whole list here if you want.
Back to the Big 10. Iowa over 8 wins, -115.
Rico's right and I hate it. Probably an over.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. Nobody wants to watch that brand of ball.
Now, they are bringing in an offense, but...
Are they?
The Western Michigan coach.
Tim Lester, yeah. You will put some respect on his name.
The defense is good enough, David. They're going to keep a lot of teams out of the end zone. If the offense can simply muster 13 points a game, they can win a lot of games.
Okay. Let's go over to the AAC.
I love the Happy Action Conference.
Let's go to the ACC and let's talk about Tulsa. 4.5 wins what? Over -118.
Why are we talking about Tulsa? The people in Tulsa don't even know they exist. Pick a team in the American Conference worth a bleep.
Is there?
It's yes. There. It's how Tulane, probably.
Good program.
Tulane is over 7.5 wins at -152.
It's probably an over because, again, the roster is built in the soundest manner. Come on. What about my man Garcia out at ECU? Now, let's move to some teams people care about. Will you please? You're killing me.
Some teams.
It's embarrassing.
Rutgers over 6 wins, -130.
You know what? It's trendy.
I thought you were just being a bleep hole. But Rutgers is actually have a favorable schedule.
Yep.
They got, Manungai, the running back.
Yep.
So long as he stays healthy, they can win games. Their schedule is very favorable.
They don't play five of the top 6 teams in the Big Ten. They just don't play them.
Right. Now, it all hinges on, but he's a very aggressive runner. So he goes down, their entire season does. But so long as he plays, they have the defense.
Can they get anything out of the Greek god of suck, Kalliomachus, or whatever his name is, the kid from Minnesota?
No.
He's terrible.
Rely on your running game. Rely on your defense. It's almost like Iowa, and you can win a lot of games because you're not playing a top team.
How is that your portal answer? Let's go get Kalliomachus from Minnesota.
It's Rutgers. I mean,
they got a lot of NIL right now.
Right, but I mean, as a quarterback, you're like,
Exactly. Let's close it out with.
They're a long way from Mike McMahon.
From Oklahoma State, over 8.5 wins. It's actually at +122.
Yeah. Listen, they basically win 9 games a year. It's like a mortal lock. But this team, I'm sorry, Alan Bowman at age 36, you lost.
He finally has found his team.
This is the year. They lost their entire front on the defensive side. Yeah. I got a real problem at the line of scrimmage for this team. I'm actually going to go under on this one. Ollie Gordon's great, but there is no quarterback.
That's at -150, by the way.
Alan, that's where he's at, Mike. Didn't he come out to – what class did he come out? He's been around for
a long time. Dude, he was at Texas Tech like 7 years ago.
Yeah,
he played at Michigan for 10 minutes.
He did.
I mean, look, their linebackers are awesome with Martin and Oliver. They're real. But I think their schedule, it sets up for them to get – you can't stop the run. You're going to have a real problem with who they're playing.
Yeah. Yep. That is your college football blitz.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.